The Arizona Diamondbacks defeated the New York Yankees last night 4-0. The Diamondbacks have a 2-game lead in the World Series. Arizona pitcher Randy Johnson dominated the Yankees, striking out 11, limiting the current world champions to just 3 hits. The Yankees say it's not time to panic yet, and the Diamondbacks say it's too early to celebrate. From Phoenix, NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
You may think baseball is just a simple game of hitting, running, catching, and spitting. But baseball devotees will tell you the sport is nothing less than a science, particularly on the pitcher's mound, where the physics of throwing can make a ball curve, rise, or do anything the pitcher wants, most of the time. There are scientific breakdowns, and because of one last night, the Arizona Diamondbacks are in control of this World Series. In the seventh inning, with his team trailing just 1-0, New York pitcher Andy Pettitte threw a fastball that was supposed to dive as it reached the plate, but as he acknowledged later, it didn't.
Just sat there and spun and was elevated for him, and, you know, just a horrible pitch.
Not for Arizona third baseman Matt Williams. He blasted the ball into the left field stands for a 3-run home run. The cheers were redemption for Williams, who'd recently been booed at home games because he was playing badly. Williams says he knew the booing wouldn't last forever.
Well, as I told you guys 2 weeks ago, it's nothing that a couple of hits won't take care of.
This one hit might be enough to win back the Arizona fans for good. It gave pitcher Randy Johnson a 4-run cushion he greatly appreciated.
There was very little room for error out there with the first run being scored early in the game. I thought that it would be a 1-0 ball game. And then Matty steps up and hits a 3-run home run, and that's, especially late in the game, that's what a pitcher really likes to see.
Johnson finished off the Yankees emphatically, allowing just 3 hits and no runs. That means in the first 2 games in Arizona, Johnson and the Diamondbacks' other dominating pitcher, Curt Schilling, combined to hold New York to 1 run and 6 hits. Tino Martinez plays first base for the Yankees.
I mean, you know, we knew coming in, you know, with Schilling and Johnson, it was going to be tough. So, we haven't lost our confidence. We don't feel bad about ourselves. They just played better baseball the last 2 days.
Indeed, it's hard to shake New York's confidence. The Yankees have won 4 of the last 5 World Series titles, and they've done it in different ways, rolling over opponents, coming from behind. But when the cameras and recorders weren't on, a lot of the Yankees looked quite serious after the game. Manager Joe Torre admitted his team might be forced to make another Houdini-like escape the way they did in the first round of the playoffs against Oakland when they won 3 straight games after losing the first 2.
That most recent series, though, is something that tells us something, and especially in a 5-game series, to come back the way we get it against a very good team, we need to find that formula again.
Lucky for the Yankees, the series now heads back to New York for games 3, 4, and 5, if necessary. It'll be the comfort of Yankee Stadium, chilly World Series weather, and New York fans who adore the Yanks and have embraced the team even more than usual since the September 11th terrorist attacks on the city. But perhaps the most exciting thing for the Yankees about Game 3 on Tuesday, neither Curt Schilling nor Randy Johnson will pitch for Arizona. Tom Goldman, NPR News, Phoenix.